The McLean County Museum of History is looking to raise $16,000 to save and digitize tens of thousands of photos from the pantograph, dating back to the 1930s. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Museum Executive Director Adam Lovell about the digitization project and his first year as head of the library.
In 2010, the museum received around 1 million photographic negatives from the pantograph. The museum is taking on the digitization in chunks, starting with the oldest 30,000. So what will the process look like?
This is a kind of a delicate situation because these are the oldest negatives dating back to the mid-1930s. They're in very fragile condition. They're composed of either cellulose acetate or cellulose nitrate, which is a very harmful and damaging type of plastic. So this isn't the kind of thing that you can just slap on your home flatbed scanner and push the scan button, it'll all turn out great. So we had to partner with a specialized firm. It's actually a Dutch-based firm who has a subsidiary here in the United States based out of New Jersey. And they've agreed to take on this project. And we got some funding from the Illinois State Library, and that's been a great help. That was about $94,000 to kind of get this first 30,000 done, get some metadata, which is basically descriptions, dates, names, places, things like that. And we're going to make those available on the Illinois State Library website so everyone can go through and see them. And when we shipped out the initial 50 boxes, we actually shipped a little bit too much. And we had 8 boxes kind of left remaining that we didn't have the funding to digitize. And we thought, well, while it's there, we had a very short window of about 2 to 3 weeks to say, yeah, we want them to be scanned. But it was an additional cost. And $16,000 is a lot of money for a nonprofit. So we thought, if we can get the public's help just to do this little bit of extra, then we don't have to wait a year to ship them back out when we get more money.
So how can the public donate?
There's a link on our website, mchistory.org. Right there on the homepage, you can donate online. You can mail a check to the museum, 200 North Main Street, Bloomington, 61701. Or you can just stop by. That's probably my favorite way, is you can stop by, drop off a cash or check or a credit card donation, and while you're there, just see the museum. I'll make a special offer to anyone who comes by and donates. We'll let you in the museum for free that day.
So, again, the museum is seeking $16,000. After you receive that money, obviously those last 8 boxes will be digitized. Then what's next in the process? There's still a ton more photographs.
Right. So these are being scanned at a very high resolution. And if anyone's ever tried to download 30,000 high-resolution images over the Internet, because that's how these are being delivered to us, is through an FTP, it takes us almost 24 hours to download one box. From the company's website. And so to do these 30 boxes, do the math, that's about 30 days. So we're actually coming in every day, even on our days off, to hit the scan another box button on the computer so that we can keep it going even on weekends and holidays.
Are these images available now? How can the public see them and when?
The images are not available right now because once we get the images back, that's all we have is just an image and a file name. So this grant allowed us to hire a part-time librarian to actually come in and do what we call metadata, which is put in descriptions about what's going on in that photo and where was it taken, who was the photographer, what's the date. Since these are pantograph photos, it's really great because we can go back into the newspaper archives and look up the story, and we can get a lot of information about most of these images. However, some of these are stories that just didn't make the cut. And those are some of the real true gems that we're finding. Things that we didn't think would be in the collection because we knew that those stories didn't exist, looking back through the archives, now we're finding images about. So those require a little bit more research. So we hope sometime mid to late summer we'll have a big release and announce that there's enough available online that people can start to go and look at them through the state website.
Now, is there a timeline on how long the museum wants to wait to get this money?
You know, the sooner the better. And this is just the first 30,000. The 16,000 to do the additional will be roughly 5,500 additional images from those 8 boxes. And this is a great start, but 30,000 is really small when you look at over 1 million negatives. So this is going to be a multi-year project, a series of grants from different organizations, institutions, both state, federal, some local sponsorships to get this whole push done.
That was GLT's Mary Cullen speaking with McLean County Museum of History Executive Director Adam Lovell.